Wow. Look who's finally coming here. Someone who's finally good enough to join me in detention. Come on in. Come on, don't be shy. Come sit down with me. So, how was your day? Hello? Would you be kind enough to not ignore me? Hey, look at me when I'm talking to you, okay? You're literally being so rude right now. You know who I am. Wait, are you the kid that just got here? Yeah, I thought I knew who you were. It's really you. You know, even though you've only been here for what? 2 weeks? You are everybody's topic of conversation. Everybody's talking about you. Even the ones who don't like to gossip. They all want to talk about you. And now I guess you know it too. You really have a lot of girls that are really interested in you. You know that? You don't? Really? You are literally the talk of the school. Everyone wants your attention because you're just so mysterious. Maybe that's why nobody's brave enough to get close to you, huh? You're too scary. And nobody wants to get to know you. But I guess I'm finally the lucky girl who gets to meet you. Or maybe you're lucky enough to be in detention with me. Since you're fresh meat. I can give you a school tour if you want. I mean, it's nothing too complicated. Everybody's kind of afraid of me. You would be afraid of me as well if you knew what I've done. So starting now, I guess you should start being a little more afraid. You can do the exact same thing that everyone else is doing. I'm honestly more curious about why you're in here. You haven't even been here a month, and you're in detention. It's honestly been a long while since I've seen anybody in here. Usually I'm stuck alone by myself, and it's what? Your second week? It's kind of embarrassing, but it's also impressive, I guess. What? Are you a troublemaker? Is that why you're in here? Really? So then why are you in here? That's it? Wow. This school really is sensitive, huh? I mean, it makes sense for me to get sent here, but it doesn't really make sense for you. I mean, you look so nice. I don't even think you could hurt a fly. Look, there's no need for you to tell me the details, okay? And you definitely don't want to know why I got sent here. It might actually be better that you don't know. The teacher? I don't really even bother with any of the teachers. They all hate me anyway. I just try to pass the time. Just me in this classroom. But the good thing is that I get to do whatever I want because I'm always alone in here. Yeah, I guess it does kind of get boring, but since you're here, I guess you're my entertainment now, huh? So what? Should we get to know each other a little better? Okay. So, what's your name? Am I allowed to ask, or are you gonna keep up this mysterious act of yours? Honestly, I think it kind of fits you. Well, it's nice to meet you. I honestly didn't see you as the type to, I don't know, act up. I'm impressed. But you know that usually this is my alone time, right? And since you're in my territory, I might have to take it back. If you don't want me to get rough with you and step all over you, I suggest you play nice, okay? I suggest that we become friends. How does that sound, huh? Wait, what are you doing? Are you seriously gonna ignore me now? We were having a great conversation, you know that? And now you're pulling out your notebook to do what? Math equations like a nerd? No, it's fine. You can do anything you want, okay? Seriously. Anything. It's just a little embarrassing that you're choosing to do homework out of everything. You really are a loser. I mean, you can try to loosen up. We can do anything, you know that, right? What? No, I'm not going to do my homework with you. I never do my homework. Never, ever. I always get someone else to do it. You want to do my homework? Sorry, but your position is already taken. I already have a little idiot who I've trained to copy my handwriting. And I promise I'm not that dumb to recruit the new future teacher's path. Grade-wise, I'm fine. If you ask any teacher, they'd say I'm doing perfect. Since I got here, 100% on every exam, every quiz, every paper. And you know why? Because they're afraid of me. They are afraid what I would do to them. I have everything under my control. Even the principal can't touch me. He can't do anything. Even if he wanted to. I just have so much power that I could do anything I wanted. If you're trying to throw me under the bus, then I could get you expelled for plagiarism in an instant. With all that being said, you have a really good reason to respect me, don't you think? What? You don't believe me? You don't believe that it's all under my control, do you? I promise I'm not as stupid as you think I am. Here. Write a math problem down and I'll show you that I'm not stupid, okay? What are you working on, huh? Right? This is easy stuff, I swear. I learned this like 2 years ago. You just swap these two around and you can carry this number over. And the answer should be 72.3, I think. Yeah. Sounds right to me. You should run it in your calculator. You seriously can't do that in your head? God. How did you even get accepted into the school, huh? It's literally a simple question. You should have learned that years ago. Really? Are you struggling or something? Look. This right here is all you need to do, okay? You can ignore every other part of this question. It's all just stuff to confuse you. It's simple. Make sure you use the formula, and when you work out everything the way it's supposed to be worked, then you get this number. I guess usually on the exams you get a formula sheet, so it won't be too hard for you. But you really need to learn these things if you're gonna be begging to do my homework. You know, if you really want. And if you're going to be in detention pretty frequently, I can tutor you. Since you're so stupid. No, not for free. Never for free. I would never let someone else just use me like that. You're looking at the top student in the school, after all. Even the teachers are too stupid to know what to do. Really? Are you really gonna turn this offer down? You know you should be grateful, right? Nobody else has ever gotten this opportunity. And here you are. Turning it down for what? Your pride. Your ego. You know, if anything, this has made me even more curious about you. I give you this opportunity. I want to learn more about you. Be your friend. And you turn me down. It's honestly your loss if you don't want it. You can keep struggling. And struggling all you want. You can stay at rock bottom. Underneath me like a pawn in my game. I gave you a chance and you really just don't see how good of an opportunity it really is, huh? It's quite sad, actually. You're just like everybody else. Stupid. So, so stupid. What? What do you mean I'm trying to give you attention? Why would I be trying to give you attention? More so than anybody else. Anyone who gets bullied by me should be honored. You're not special. You know, it takes effort, working hard for my grades and making sure I pick on you, getting to your core. What? You're gonna try to get me in trouble, huh? What, you think you're a bad boy? You think you have that power? So how are you gonna pull that off, huh? Are you gonna gonna tell the teacher that I was mean to you. Listen, I don't know how to get it through that thick skull of yours, but you have no power here. Trust me, okay? People have tried really hard to get back at me, and it never works. I basically built this school from the ground up. Is this some form of intimidation? Maybe you're trying to, I don't know, be the more dominant one in this argument. You realize that's not gonna work, right? It's not gonna work. And I'll put you in your place if I have to. So look at me. Look at me as I place my fingers on your chin. Look me in the eyes and tell me you're not excited. That this doesn't excite you. Because I know it does. I see it in your eyes. You wanted to be so strong, but when I start applying any dominance over you, your mind runs wild. Were you just fighting with me to get a reaction? What? Does being talked down on like that turn you on? It's really pathetic, you know that? I thought a nerd like you would be at least a little more pure. A little more modest, even. But look how excited you are. You're such a bad boy. Now look at me. You're probably begging for me to kiss you right now, right? That look in your eyes. As my hand slides down to your neck. Is that what you want? Do you want me to put you in your place? So you stop causing all these problems. Because I will. I'll be so rough with you that you won't dare speak against me ever again. Would you like that? How about you let me take control? And you stay right there. Kisses along your neck. And with each kiss, you're just shaking, aren't you? Such a naughty boy. Such a naughty boy. Should have more shame, you know that? What? Now I'm wondering if you got into detention just to fuck me. Is that what you were hoping for? Honestly, the one being fucked might feel more like you. When I'm finished with you. So how about I slide my hand down these pants of yours? And I keep you quiet. so the teacher doesn't hear. How about that? From what I feel, it seems like you're pretty excited. So let me do it for you. Okay? You're not supposed to kiss back so rough, you know? You're supposed to at least try to last a little longer. But it seems you're a bit sensitive to the touch, huh? So if I do it a bit faster and I keep kissing you, you won't be able to hold back, huh? You are so pathetic. Look at you. Making all these noises. You made such a mess. Do I have to clean this up for you or what? You know I can. Let me slide down. So is this good enough to keep you from causing any more problems?